Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations all across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet, streaming online. And by the way, a special shout-out goes to our military and our men and women serving not only in the United States, but also around the world, too, listening to us on the satellite and on the Internet, wherever they're at around the world. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and bus drivers, too, all the snowplow and sander drivers, because they're going to be busy this weekend. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can also check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, joining us right now, we've got Ron Edwards, and I did that for Flip.
All right. Good morning, sir.
Yep, good morning. Let's go with the pledge. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, first of all, I'm going to play Mike Pompeo at a press conference yesterday before we knew what Iran admitted to doing. But this is Mike Pompeo talking about the Ukrainian jetliner.
Through their 40-year-long effort to terrorize the world.
Mr. Secretary Pompeo, do you believe that the Iranians shot down the Ukrainian International Airways plane? And if the Iranians shot that plane down, will there be consequences?
We do believe that it's likely that that plane was shot down by an Iranian missile. We're going to let the investigation play out before we make a final determination. It's important that we get to the bottom of it. I've been on the phone. I was on the phone with President Zelensky just before I came here. I was on the phone with my Canadian counterpart. They were working to get their resources on the ground to conduct that thorough investigation. We'll learn more about what happened to that aircraft. And when we get the results of that investigation, I am confident we and the world will take appropriate actions in response.
And late last night, the Iranian state TV released a statement from the Iranian military that they had unintentionally shot down that aircraft with a missile.
Yeah, they did shoot it down, and I just I don't believe them. I think that it was other than unintentional, but they're admitting that much, at least, because I think there's probably evidence to indicate that they did shoot it down. So.
Well, there won't be for long, because they took a bulldozer in there and bulldozed everything into a pile, and that's not what you do with a crash site.
Yeah, that is kind of crazy, isn't it? They did just clean that out very quickly, and that also, in my opinion, makes them seem a little guilty, because that means it's they were trying to get rid of something.
They destroyed evidence.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
So there could be some kind of video or something exploding in front of the plane or something of that nature.
Oh, there's videos. There's videos. There's very obvious videos. And the one that I keep seeing over and over again shows a projectile coming up from Earth, striking the aircraft, exploding in the sky. You can see the vapor trail from the device that hit the plane from the ground up. You can actually see it.
Yeah. So... there it is. It's going to be very interesting what happens as a result of it, what kind of reprisals are going to be offered or whatever. But
nothing.
They did it.
Nothing. They'll sue them in international court. That's what they'll do.
Yeah. But ironically, they're trying to blame the United States.
Of course.
For it happening.
Of course.
And you know who will go along with it? Democrats, you know.
They already have. That's been their talking points all week long.
That's crazy, but there it is.
Yeah, by the way, let's see. Some comment was made. I guess it was Mayor Pete made a comment yesterday about the fact that it was brought down in between barrages being fired back and forth at each other. The only people that did the firing were the Iranians.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, had they not been doing the nefarious activities that had been carried out, we wouldn't have had to take out that villain. And we were trying to take out
another guy, too. Did you hear the second guy down in Yemen, the Iranian Quds Force commander, who had been firing missiles at Saudi Arabia? They already hit the refinery one time and for the oil fields, and they were going at it again, trying to do the same thing. And they went after him, but they just missed him.
Darn it. But
they'll do it again. Watch and see.
But it's an Islamic tradition to start trouble, to do something, and when there's retaliation, particularly from the United States, they turn around and blame the United States as if the United States started the problem.
Well, they've been listening to the Democrats.
Yeah, that and reading their Quran. I mean, that's their tradition. That's how they do things.
Yeah,
so,
I get it.
Unbelievable.
All right. Well, you know, when we come back, because I'm not going to get into all of this right now, but when we come back, we will be talking about Nancy Pelosi. I'm going to ask Ron the question, you know, is the game over now? Because Pelosi decided that, well, next week we're going to give the documents to the Senate. Yeah, she had no choice. She had no choice. The game is over. Everything has changed. And, oh, by the way, did you hear that the Joker movie star, Joaquin Phoenix, was arrested at a Jane Fonda climate change protest? That was just something I threw in there for a little extra fodder. But anyway, I'll be right back with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, Iranian weapons and cash and an Iranian national were arrested near Mar-a-Lago yesterday. I said Iranian, an Iranian national. Wonder what that's all about. We'll delve into that, too.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
This is Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you. It's pretty darn bad to be lied to by FBI agents who convince you to cooperate with them concerning a legal matter. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. Former General Michael Flynn had worked with FBI officials who were investigating his former business partner, Bijan Rafikian. Flynn ended up pleading guilty on December 1, 2017 to making false statements to the FBI during an interview on January 24, 2017 regarding his contacts with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak. As part of his plea deal, Flynn met numerous times with the special counsel's office as part of the Hillary Clinton paid-for Russia probe. The false statements made were proven not to be purposeful, but rather the wrong answers to questions during an FBI probe that was itself tainted from the beginning. Flynn wanted to make a few corrections, after which prosecutors wanted to throw General Flynn into the clink and no longer want his testimony. Prosecutors are now gunning for General Flynn to serve up to 6 months of incarceration. Here's hoping that those who first put the Clinton paid-for Russia probe will themselves face justice. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out theronedwards.talkspot.com for news updates and other great stuff.
All righty, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we'll be right back to him, but I got to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with nagging pain, can't seem to get rid of it, regardless of what you've taken, let me suggest if you've got arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, foot pain, ankle pain, muscle aches, or just general pain at all, that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95. Get on it right away, and many people, including myself, found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. I've now been on that for 3 years and 10 months, and it works. That's all I can tell you. It works. It's all natural. You take it 3 times a day for a week, 2 times a day thereafter to get started. And I'm telling you, 81% of the people that order it here on this program, the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start, keep on ordering it. Now, just go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain to find out more and order your $19.95 3-Week Quick Start today. Remember, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. What do you got to lose but pain, right? Okay, speaking of pain, haha, here's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Flip is bugging me here, or not bugging me. Flip is saying all kinds of stuff, so I'm showing it in there. I got to do this. And by the way, here he is, Ron Edwards. There you go. Now, is the game over with Nancy Pelosi and saying now that she's going to let go of the impeachment papers and ship them off to the Senate next week? Does that mean game over?
Well, I tell you what, it should be over. It should have been over a while ago. They should have sent that stuff over, from the beginning. But anyway, I think it's going to be winding down once it gets to the Senate and once they can get started in this little show trial and get things over with. And, I think it will be over post-haste very, very quickly.
And by the way, we're being told that the trial in the Senate could go on for as long as 6 weeks, and there's not going to be any more witnesses, none of that sort of stuff, because of the fact that the Senate does not do that. They just act on whatever the House of Representatives sends them over. Now, Nancy Pelosi could pull the paperwork back and say, no, we don't have enough evidence of this, that, and the other, and do it all over again. She could do that, but what's that going to do?
I think that will work against her, and that's the way I mean it's going to be over. No matter what she does, if she continues to drag it out, it only makes her look worse and turns more people off, and that's the way it's over. I mean, sure, she can continue on with the dance, but it's a dance fewer and fewer people want to see go happen, and so I think it's going to work against her, so... politically, it'll be over.
Have you heard Ilhan Omar's comments lately about Israel and Iran and all that? Have you heard any of that?
I know she... there's one thing she said about
PTSD, and she insulted PTSD, every soldier. Yeah. She insulted every soldier out there that's got it because of combat. If she's got PTSD, if she wants PTSD, we can figure out a way to give it to her. But anyway, she doesn't have PTSD. But here's what she said about Iran and Israel and... the differences between some of the things going on. Thank you.
The BDS movement is a movement that is driven by the people. Mm-hmm. The sanctions on Iran are sanctions that are being placed to create maximum pressure by a government. That's very different.
Okay. She's talking about the fact that they want to drive Iran and others want to drive Israel out of the Middle East, and that they believe Israel is too in the tank with the United States and all this other crap that's out there. To the good people of Minnesota, you made a mistake. We all know it. You all know it. You elected Omar to office. Now do the right thing and vote her to hell out.
I agree, and unfortunately, there's a huge population of Somalians and other Muslim types in the great state of Minnesota, and I'm afraid that they really like this woman because of who they are. And there's a lot of liberal Democrats in Minnesota, and like most Democrats today, they don't give a darn about American interests. That's not in the forefront of their thinking. Processes, because if it was, you would not elect such an individual, and I can say the same for where I live in Michigan, with the likes of Tlaib, same thing in Dearbornistan. So it's a bad situation that we've allowed in this country. We allowed all these tons of these people in here, and they're voting, and so this is what we have. And in fact, there's a big list out. I don't have it in front of me right now of all the states and all the elections that are coming up. And there's a lot of those type of people that are running for office. And we really have to watch ourselves as Americans and what we're letting in this country and the voting process.
It goes further than that, because AOC yesterday, it came out that she has not paid her dues in 3 years to the Democratic Party. It's some $250,000, and she's not paid her dues. But in the meantime, she's now a multimillionaire, about 5 or 6 million times over. She's giving money to candidates that are running against incumbent Democrats that believe in her way of thinking. So she is trying to get more people in the Democratic Party elected that believe in what she believes in.
Oh, yeah, socialist pigs like that.
Democratic socialists, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, and this is what they're working for. And isn't it funny, though, you know, how people like her, they get into office and become millionaires, but they have a problem with people like Donald Trump, who were millionaires before getting into government. They have a problem with the private sector and people climbing their way up the ladder and becoming big financially in the private sector. But yet these hypocrites like her get into government and suddenly they're wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they want to use their wealth to help destroy this country, like trying to get more socialist pigs like her into office.
Now, we're hearing from President Trump and from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo that the reason they went after Soleimani and this guy down in Yemen, the leader of the Iranian Quds forces there that are advising the Yemen's Houthis there in Yemen, was because they had active plans to go after four embassies, not just the Baghdad embassy, the U.S. embassy, but four embassies across the region. They were trying, the end game, from what I'm being told, is they were trying to make the Baghdad embassy another 1979, because they did not realize the Iranians, these were not Iraqis, by the way, the Iranians that went after the embassy, they did not realize that the United States on Saturday had beefed up their security forces there, number one, and number two, had secured and made sure that the ambassador and all the people that were working there were taken care of and in a secure place. They did not realize that they had gone in there and had bitten off more than they could chew, because when they were shot at with the rubber bullets and the beanbag things and the fragmentation stun grenades that came down at them, that took the wind out of their sails, and thank God for all that.
Yes, absolutely. Well, first of all, they didn't take into consideration that we have a different type of president right now. And, you know, they were going on past history for far too many years. The United States of America had been very tepid when it came to protecting their embassies and other interests around the world. And they kind of got used to picking at us.
All right.
So,
all right. We got to let you go, and we'll talk to you on next week. So have yourself a great weekend and stay out of trouble.
You too. Godspeed. Bye.
Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And I'm coming right back with our first military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way. I shall return.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. I always wondered about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code FAST. Fast.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Yeah.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
At a news conference, the Trump administration announced a new round of economic sanctions against Iran in response to the regime's missile attacks on Iraqi military bases hosting U.S. and coalition forces. The sanctions were announced by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin.
Today's sanctions are part of our commitment to stop the Iranian regime's global terrorist activities. The president has been very clear. We will continue to apply economic sanctions until Iran stops its terrorist activities and commit that it will never have nuclear weapons.
Trump, in a statement delivered after Mnuchin and Pompeo spoke, said the sanctions will have a major impact on the Iranian economy and they will remain until the Iranian regime changes its behavior. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If you want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Buddy, this is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment here in the Captain's America Third Watch, the weekend edition, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy and the Manatee County Fair, where Tuesday, January 21st, it'll be Veterans Tribute Evening, the Palmetto Build Family Night, free to get in. Check that out. We'll tell you more right after this.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the other day, the House passed a measure seeking to limit Trump on Iran. The vote, a largely party-line vote, 224 to 194, the House passed a war powers resolution that would direct the president to end military hostilities with Iran unless Congress specifically authorized it or the United States faced an imminent armed attack. This is a resolution. All right, now this resolution is just that. It is not a law. It is not a bill. It is a resolution. And now it goes over to the Senate. And the Senate, in my humble opinion, will not pass this. We'll soon know. Now, the U.S. Army is expanding its efforts to counter China by deploying a specialized task force to the Pacific capable of conducting information, electronic, cyber, and missile operations against Beijing in the Pacific. Also, U.S. officials now have been proven right on their assumption that it was highly likely that an Iranian anti-aircraft missile downed a Ukrainian jetliner. The Iranian military, through state TV, came out and said that they did in fact do that. It was human error, killing all 176 people aboard. And the foreign minister, John Kerry's buddy, Zarif, said that this was caused by the tensions with the United States. The United States were the ones that caused this with the tensions in the region. Really? Well, we're not the ones that fired missiles into somebody's backyard now, are we? Now, the NATO Secretary General, Jens Stoltenberg, said the alliance can do more in the Middle East, but stopped short of detailing how allies might satisfy President Donald Trump's demand that they become more involved in the region. By the way, we now know U.S. intelligence was warned, suggesting that hundreds of members from the Khatib Hezbollah Iranian-backed militia were poised to attack and conduct an assault against the Al-Asad air base in Iraq hours before Tehran launched missiles, multiple ballistic missiles, targeting coalition forces at bases in Iraq back on January the 7th. We now know that in conjunction with the information about the embassies that they were going to go after, too, the four embassies. Now, make no mistake about it, ladies and gentlemen. We are not second to anybody when it comes to intel, especially now. Now, overshadowed by the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo until now, Defense Secretary Mark Esper has now become a central role in the U.S. response. A lot of intelligence coming from military units and their sources on the ground as to what's going on, who's doing what, where they're doing it, how they're planning on doing it. And this is all good. Good. Because under previous administrations, it was hard to get that information. And now they're able to obtain it. So that's the difference between one administration versus another. Now, I want to mention to everybody about the Manatee County Fair. For you folks that are coming down here, or for you folks that are down here from the north, you come down here to watch the spring training baseball, you come down here to attend our county fairs and our state fairs. But right now, starting January the 16th, that's next week through the 26th, the Manatee County Fair will be going on in Palmetto. Now, to find out more about them, you can go to their website, ManateeCountyFair.com. That's ManateeCountyFair.com. But on Tuesday, January the 21st, I want to invite all supporters of the military, all Gold Star families, all Blue Star families, all active duty military, and all veterans to attend the special Palmetto Build Family Night and Veterans Tribute Evening. Now, at 5:30, veterans will assemble at the Palmetto High School, directly across the street on 17th Street in Palmetto from the fairgrounds. There'll be a veterans parade starting at 6 p.m. Veterans that are able to will march across the street. It's probably no more than a 1,000-foot march. And for those that can't march, there'll be golf carts and possibly even cars to take you in there. So, if you want to be a part of that, and we would love to have the veterans, every veteran that's able to be over there to march and to be honored and to have people shaking your hand and saluting you and clapping for you, giving you a welcome home in some cases you never got. When you get there and we go into the Veterans Hall, which we will do, the Veterans Tribute will include Daryl Worley, he did the tribute song, Have You Forgotten? He'll be performing that. We'll also have Jessica Lynch. She'll be speaking to the group that'll be there. Now, Jessica Lynch, you may remember, was a POW. She was awarded a Bronze Star and a Purple Heart because of what happened to her when her unit made a wrong turn and they were captured by the Iraqis back there in the Gulf War. And now she's a author of a book called I'm a Soldier Too and a major supporter for PTSD, supports and promotes the PTSD cause and talks about that with her own scenario. And I'll be there too. I'll be up on stage. Now, there will be donations accepted for the benefit to the food bank of Manatee County. If you want to bring some canned goods along, that's fine. And the best part of all of this, folks, is admission is free. Admission is free. Tuesday, January the 21st, 5:30 p.m., veterans will assemble. Veterans Parade at 6. Then the event itself, the Veterans Tribute Evening, will start right after that inside the Veterans Hall. So come one, come all. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors. Don't care where you're from. Don't care who you are. As long as you support our military. And again, the Gold Star families, the Blue Star families, we would love to see you there because we want to honor you too. It's just that simple. Again, the website, ManateeCountyFair.com, to find out more. They got a lot of different free things going on there as well for the veterans and the military. So check them out and see what you can do Tuesday, January the 21st. I'd love to see you there. That'd be great. Now, something else when it comes to our military, the benefits, the VA, the Choice Act, the things that are going on, the various treatments that are there, all the different things that the programs that people can take advantage of. Folks, there is no reason why we have to have all these veterans now, 22 or 23 a day, committing suicide. There just isn't. There's a better way. And if you see somebody that's in trouble and you know they're a veteran, call the authorities. Because they will take them to the VA to help them get help. They will do the right thing, and you need to do the right thing too. This needs to stop these suicides, these senseless, needless suicides. This needs to stop. And we can do something about it if we all rally together around our troops. Because it's all about we the people, and we and the captain's army, we are all like-minded people that do what we can to keep America great, because that's what we are, the greatest country on the planet Earth. And for the people that don't understand that, that are listening to me, too bad, so sad. Give me the program. Understand what it's like. All right, I'll be right back. We're going to take another look at the highways and byways. Oh, boy. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
President Trump has doubled the growth in the greatest economy in all of human history.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All righty, it's time for our next Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and here we go.
All
Friday, Jerry Reed, and that's the way we come into the Truckers Highway and Byway Report for this hour. By the way, it is brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J. Check them out, not your daddy's truck stop anymore when it comes to those pilots. And the Flying J's, of course, really, really, really good places to be out on the highways and byways when you need to take a break. All right, here we go. We got some really bad weather out there tonight across the country, and I'm going to get right to it. A potent storm system is bringing a variety of hazards and some record high temperatures to the eastern half out in front of this storm before winter comes in again this weekend. Now, significant icing and snow is impacting portions of the plains, the Midwest, and New England, and will continue to with heavy rain and flooding south of the wintry precipitation, severe thunderstorms in the south, the deep south, and the middle Atlantic states this weekend could include damaging high winds and tornadoes, and already have in the states of Oklahoma and Arkansas. Now, we've got a tornado watch and warning, a line of storms all the way from just about the Mississippi River, Arkansas-Tennessee line, on down Mississippi-Arkansas line, on down through the central part of Louisiana tonight, and then it skips on down to the southeastern corner of Texas, all the way down to Beaumont right now, just about Beaumont, and that line is moving to the east, slowly but moving to the east. So be on your toes if you're in Tennessee, or if you're in eastern Arkansas, or if you're in the western part of Mississippi or Louisiana or southeastern Texas right there along the Louisiana line. Be on your toes. Now, here we go. We've got snow all the way from the northern part of Texas. Let's see, right about Lubbock and that area, straight across over into Oklahoma, and then through about half of Oklahoma, up into Kansas, the central part of Kansas. Now, the eastern part of Kansas, up towards Kansas City, there's a winter storm warning on down towards Tulsa, Oklahoma. I-44, you're going to have a mixed bag of precipitation, but you're going to run into ice, lots of ice tonight. I-44 going towards Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. You've got ice all the way along the line from the Missouri line all the way over that away. And then over towards St. Louis, there's some icing conditions and freezing rain and coming down. Winter storm warning continues across the western half, including let's see, up into Missouri, including Springfield, well, up north to Mississippi. We got to go further north, Branson, and then on up into Columbia, Missouri, and then on up into Iowa, the southeastern and central part of Iowa, just east of Des Moines, along I-80 into Illinois, a winter storm warning, all the way into the Chicago area. And then up in the central part of Wisconsin tonight, you've got snow. And the southeastern corner of Wisconsin, you've got snow. You've got snow across most of Michigan, winter storm warning there. Snow in the upper peninsula of Michigan, and ice condition in the Detroit area, icing conditions over into Ontario. And snow along I-94. You've got some rain, which will be changing to sleet, freezing rain and snow later in the day in Indiana. You've got rain across central and southern Illinois. You've got rain in the western part of Kentucky. But again, icing conditions out to the west of there, St. Louis west. And you've got rain along the Mississippi River, Memphis, Tennessee. The severe weather is right behind it, coming in your direction for east, for central Tennessee. You'll have that to contend with tonight. And then you've got rain in the northeastern quadrant of Mississippi tonight. Now let's go up into upstate New York. From Ripley, New York, you've got rain on and off, mixed precipitation to Buffalo. Then when you start out of Syracuse, mixed precipitation all the way up until you get to Watertown. Watertown all the way up through the St. Lawrence Seaway, all the way over into Vermont, and all the way to New Hampshire. You've got icing. You've got severe icing conditions up there tonight. And then moving over into Maine, you've got a winter storm warning for most of Maine. And out west, oh boy, Washington State, winter storm warning for the higher elevations, Snoqualmie, you've got problems there on I-90. You've got problems up in Coeur d'Alene, I-90. You've got 4th of July, you'll be hanging iron air, winter storm warning. Winter storm warning, Idaho, all the way down to Boise. Cabbage, snow on 84 tonight. Snow pretty much the mountains all the way down through the California line, or through Oregon in the mountains, and general snow, Donner Pass and north of Reno, and then eastern Nevada across to Winnemucca, snow in the Salt Lake City area, snow west of Denver, I-25, I-70. Lots of wind in Colorado tonight. And just keep in mind, be careful and keep your eyes on the sky. And that system coming across the Midwest, those tornadoes that are out in front, they are the real deal, so be careful. All right, joining us right now, we have from FoundersCo.com, Denise Simon. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Now, I'm going to start the pre-segment to the segment with talking about Iran. We had assumed several days ago, based on the video that I had seen anyway, that a projectile had gone up from the ground and struck that aircraft. And son of a gun, if tonight the Iranian state TV didn't come on and say, there was a human error and the Iranian military fired a missile and it took down the aircraft. Well, okay, you told us what we knew, right?
Yeah, they didn't really have any choice, but they had already bulldozed the entire crash scene, which is like an investigative scene. So, you know, having any kind of post-crash investigation is almost impossible. And it's almost as though the regime, the Iran regime, waited to listen to all the Democrat talking points, because their admission and backhanded apology is blaming Trump, citing, quote, U.S. adventurism.
Yeah, I saw that.
That resulted in their human error.
Mm-hmm. Remember the Russians when they took down that air passenger aircraft and they did the same thing? They went in there with a bulldozer and they cleaned it all up there?
Yep.
That was where in... not Bosnia, but somewhere. Where was it? Was that in Ukraine?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. I remember that. Same scenario. Same scenario. Oh, we do not do that. And then they went in there with a bulldozer. And they did find out, though. They were able to find out from the data that the plane had had a significant catastrophic incident, and then it later was revealed that it was, in fact, a Russian missile. I don't think they ever did admit it, though, did they?
No, not in the least.
Because I think we found pieces, some debris. We actually got lucky and found some stuff in the debris telling us it was a missile. Now, all of that being said, you know, Canada, United Kingdom, Ukraine, what are they going to do? Anything?
Well, I think Ukraine is demanding full compensation, not only for the lives, but also for the plane itself, and I would say good luck in collecting it. You know.
All right. Well, when we come back, folks, we'll be talking more about all sorts of stuff, including what you heard yesterday about Soleimani and the attacks on the embassies. And there was an Iranian Quds general down in Yemen that we didn't hear about until yesterday. He was targeted, too. They didn't get him, but they targeted him. I'll be right back with more. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on right after the top of the hour news at hour number 3.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract.
Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.